was wide with excitement.
"Sounds like fun," says Luke. "Happy anniversary."
"Thanks." Rachel stood up from her chair and stretched. The last rays of sunlight slanted in through the windows, dappling the teetering stacks of paper on her chaotic desk. She moved over to the window and looked out at the smooth lawns which surrounded the laboratory building. It had been a beautiful spring day, and it promised to be a lovely evening. She imagined holding Aidan's hand across the restaurant table, sipping a cool glass of wine. She would put work out of her mind for once and relax. Yes, there was a tiny glitch she'd spotted in the experiment, and she'd have liked the time to run the sequence one more time and solve it. But not now. Now was the time to switch off. She looked over to Luke's side of the lab. He had crossed to one of his workbenches and was recording some data on a clipboard in his small, meticulous handwriting. She made fun of him for writing things out by hand before he entered the information into his computer, but he was insistent.
"I like to form things manually," he'd say when challenged. "If it doesn't exist physically, it isn't real to me."
She laughed at that. She could make mountains move and galaxies whirl with the keystrokes of her computer, and that was as real as any column of handwritten figures. But Luke was adamant.
"I think with my hands," he'd repeat insistently, and he did.
She had never worked with such a fine mechanical engineer. If she could conceive of something, Luke could build it. His obsessive attention to detail equaled her own, and his creativity was boundless. When she'd joined Telos, she'd imagined she would be working in a large team, but the organization's policy was to pair scientists with complementary skills. They held excruciating meet-and-greet induction events to matchmake researchers. Luke, who had joined at the same time as Rachel, had refused to participate in the speed-dating event. He'd sat alone at a table, working on his laptop, not talking to anyone. Passing behind him on her way to get coffee, Rachel had glimpsed a 3D diagram of a human hand. He was trying to model the motion of a finger and thumb pinching together. But there was an error somewhere, and the movement had a judder which he couldn't seem to remove. Rachel could sense his frustration, but his squared shoulders and fierce demeanour made her nervous to talk to him. She glanced around for something to write on and, finding nothing, took the sticky name tag label off her lab coat. "Try this," she wrote on it and scribbled a few lines of code. She stuck the label to the table next to his clenched left fist and walked away. Half an hour later, she was deep in conversation with a behavioural psychologist when Luke appeared and loomed over them. Her companion stopped speaking and looked up. Luke was holding his laptop. He spun it around so they could see the screen. The finger and thumb closed in a smooth, even motion.
"I'll work with you," he said abruptly.
Now, 3 years, countless arguments, and some of the most fruitful research of her career later, Luke looked up and saw her watching him. He raised his eyebrows inquiringly.
"One more go?"
he asked. She shook her head.
"I really have better get moving, or I'll be late."
She took her mobile phone out of her lab coat pocket to text her daughter.
"Hi, honey. I left a pizza in the fridge for you. How's chemistry?"
Chloe's reply was instant.
"Yeah, cool. Thanks for pizza. Good. Just designing my study plan."
"Designing? Does that mean chatting to Amy on Snapchat?"
"Snapchat? Ooh, get you, Mum. Down with the kids with your social media terms."
"I think you'll find that's down with te kids."
Chloe replied with a little image of a face, its eyes raised heavenwards.
"What does that mean?"
"Eye roll emoji. Lame mum joke."
Chloe added a face whose spectacles and grey hair in a bun suggested a pensioner. Rachel laughed and went over to Luke's desk to show the image to him.
"This is how my daughter sees me," she said.
"I see a certain resemblance."
"I get enough lip from her already, thank you. Aidan says she's 15 going on 35. It's my own fault, of course. I wanted a strong-willed daughter who could stand up for herself. I didn't really think that through."
Rachel imagined Chloe sitting cross-